Episode 2051, Fixing It Requires You to Let Go.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope that you are having a very enjoyable day, an enjoyable weekend. It is Relationship Builders. And you know what? You've got to focus on your relationships. You've got to build a strong foundation, especially in your marriage. Have you ever thought about fixing your spouse? Well, fixing it requires you to let go. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Have you ever really given any thought about fixing your spouse? Now, come on, be honest. I know we all have. I know I have. If only you could fix those problems, life would be so much easier. However, you must know that fixing it requires you to let go. You know, nothing is more irritating than a repetitive action or response you wish would just go away. You know, the toilet seat being left up. Oh, wait, work clothes all over the floor, dishes left, a can of pop somewhere that you wish wasn't there. Or maybe it wasn't a can of pop, maybe it was a can of beer. Tools left out from unfinished products. The attitude of, well, you can do it, right? Just do it. You got this. It's all these little things that add up to your frustration. If only you can make these flaws disappear or make them better, right? I mean, come on, let's wave our magic wand. But as we know, you control only you. I know, dag nabbit. No matter your magical powers or constant nagging, nothing will change. But on a positive note, your spouse has to be willing to make a change, right? That's the only way it's going to happen. And sometimes he is, and sometimes she's not. It just depends. You never know. So how do you really get them to move in the direction that you want them to go? To make those changes, since you can't control them, even though you want to. Well, you know, there is that positive note. What are you to do when you know something needs to change, but the control is not in your hands? Well, you got to let it go in order to fix it. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let go in order to fix it. And just because you let go does not guarantee that the change will occur or how fast you'll see results. And you're thinking, Christiane, you just said there was a positive side. Oh yeah, there is. Trust me, you're getting there. But it may not be exactly what you thought you should be seeing. Fixing it requires you to let go. So what does that mean in real life? How can you apply this? Number one, show and not tell. Come on, let's go back to kindergarten. Remember show and tell? Yeah, no, it's show and not tell. Be who you want to see in your spouse. Now let that sit in for a minute. If you're complaining that your spouse leaves things out, maybe it's not shoes, maybe it's not tools, maybe it's your purse, maybe it's stuff and, you know, mail all over the counters. What is it that you leave out that maybe you should be working on putting away? Be who you want to see in your spouse. If you want something different, first look at, you got it, your own reflection, you. Then model what you want to see. Now, none of us want to hear that, because that means what? We're not really fixing them, we're fixing, yeah, you got it, yourself. We have these fingers and we like to point them always at someone else. We want to put the blame on someone else, but we also need to understand that there are fingers coming back at us. And I know you've heard that before, but I want you to be honest with yourself. How much are you willing to try to change your spouse, but you're not willing to give that amount of energy to change you? Oh, that's a gut wrencher. It kicks you right where it hurts, doesn't it? Because it's truth. It's honest. I know for me, it's much easier to blame my spouse. Honey, it's your fault. But when it's my fault, do I really want to own it? Honestly, no. Who does? Who wants to own their own faults? We don't. We run away from it. So If you're really wanting to fix it, it's going to require you to let go. And the first way by doing that is show and not tell. Number two, love and not mother. Yeah, this is a great one. Your spouse did not marry you for you to nag him. Your spouse did not marry you because she wanted you to say over and over again, you know what? You can do better. You got this. And it's that nagging criticism type of, why can't you do it the way you're supposed to do it the first time? Love and not mother. Your spouse gets enough of that from the family and even friends. You've got to love unconditionally. You've got to be willing to say, you know what? I make mistakes. And you know what? You're definitely going to make mistakes. But somehow, I'm going to love you through it all. I'm going to love me through my mistakes. I have so many mistakes. I'm sure my husband can write paragraphs upon paragraphs as to where I fall short. But he actually gives me grace. And in that grace comes love. And it's all about him being able to show me that it's okay if I fall, but he doesn't have to mother me. And I don't need to mother him. He doesn't want me to sit there and tell him over and over and over again. Now, believe it or not, ladies, men, you can listen to this too, but specifically to my beautiful woman out there. When you are thinking of your spouse and you tell him, hun, I need you to go take out the trash, don't keep reminding him. Let him fall flat if he doesn't take out the trash. You asked him. If he acknowledged you and says, okay, hun, I'll get to it, then let him do it. If he doesn't follow through, is it your fault? No, it's his. Let him take that fall. Enough of those falls, he'll begin to realize, oh, okay, maybe I do. But you see, it's just like with a child. They're waiting for us to scream at them, even though they really don't want us to scream at them. But they want to create that urgency. And honestly, they just want independence. They got away from their mom. They got away from their dad. They don't want to feel like you're always hounding them. That's what mothering is, right? We're always hounding them. We're thinking ahead of them. You've got to let your spouse think for themselves. And you've got to love them through their mistakes, and you got to love them through them when they get it right, both ways. It just is what it is. So love and not mother. Number three, affirm and not criticize. Build up what you want to have repeated. Think about that for a moment. Build up what you want to have repeated. The more affirmations your spouse receives, the more he will understand the positive rather than the negative. You want that positive. So guess what? You asked him to take out the trash. Let's say he does it 2 hours later. You don't have to go up to him and say, wow, hun, thanks so much for taking 2 hours to take out that trash. Did that really help the situation? No, but I guarantee you, we all have done that. I have. Come on, own it. But instead of nagging them, instead of criticizing, say, hun, I really appreciate you taking the time to take the trash out. Nothing else needs to be said. And he'll be like, whoa, that was nice. And so maybe the next time you ask him to do something, maybe it doesn't take 2 hours. Maybe it only takes an hour this time. Now, we can't guarantee how fast these results will occur. You got to understand every person is different. Your spouse is wonderfully and fearfully made. And so you can't sit here and say, okay, in 1 week, will I expect a change? You may not see the change, but I guarantee you, your spouse will be noticing the change in you. And that will begin to create curiosity, which then begins to create the urge for change. And they'll be like, oh, I kind of like this. I like being affirmed. I love being loved. I appreciate not being told all the time and yelled at, but I appreciate just being shown what I'm supposed to do because she's modeling it for me. The reward is in the affirmation, not the criticism. Change is not easy for anyone. So keep this in mind when you are complaining about your spouse or looking at forcing change on her. It's not going to come easy. And the best gift you can give your spouse is being your best selfie, the best version of you, who God created you to be. And I guarantee you, you haven't reached the pinnacle yet. I haven't. There is still much growth in all of us, which means you too have to be willing to make changes. Compromise comes into play. Show and not tell, love and not mother, affirm and not criticize. Change comes with sacrifice, but that sacrifice is worth all the effort when you grow both personally and as a couple. Let go of what you can't control. Create an intimacy within your marriage. And I'm not just talking about the sexual side. I'm talking about how you communicate, how you respond to each other, how you interact with each other. Make it be something that's welcoming, that's warming, that's not, okay, I'm pushing you further away. You want to draw in. It's not about repelling, but it's about attracting. So go out today, attract your spouse, create your now. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.